5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I feel like using the term pumpkinologist seems a little bit like I'm exaggerating or I'm not being very modest or humble. But the truth of the matter is I know my pumpkins.
Yeah, you fancy yourself to be a very big pumpkinologist, that yep. You know everything about pumpkins. You're very specific about the type of pumpkins that you want for whatever reason it may be. You're not the best carver, I think. But, you know, you put in the real effort. And again, you've got various pumpkins for various areas here.
It's Anna and Raven. I actually do think I'm a good carver. I draw them with my pencil, and then my husband actually does the carving, though, because it's very messy.
But that would mean that you're not really a carver.
Whatever. It takes two people.
So you conceptualize.
It takes two to make a thing go right, you know?
is that right?
Right, to carve the pumpkin.
We're going to give you three pumpkins here today, and I have three different pumpkin photos that we're going to have here. We're going to call this a pumpkin Rorschach test. So I want you to degrade the pumpkins as to mm-hmm. what you see here, and then, you know, if you see anything else in the pumpkin as to what a character could be or whatever your preferential pumpkin would be.
Yeah, I should also mention this all came up because I went pumpkin picking this weekend and rejected every pumpkin in the patch.
Right.
And told my husband he had to take me to a different pumpkin patch this week, which he's not happy about.
I've done that. It's happened before in my life, too. So maybe it's a husband-wife thing.
Let me see.
I give you example number one, pumpkin number one.
So this pumpkin that Raven is showing me right now is big and round. So the size is nice if you're looking for this kind. But if you look, Raven, that stem is really laying to the left.
It is laying over.
And if you look, the coloring on it looks a little bit like it's been faded. So what that means is that pumpkin was picked a long time ago. Its shelf life, especially this early in the season, probably not going to be ideal to make it all the way through Halloween. So I would say based on that stem alone, which has no character whatsoever, and looks completely dried out, I would not choose that pumpkin.
You have paid everywhere upwards to $30 or $40 for a pumpkin also. What if you were stuck with this pumpkin, could you put a dollar amount on it?
$4. I mean, it's a good size.
That's a sad pumpkin.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can get a pumpkin anywhere for $4.
Doesn't even have any character.
Okay.
Next pumpkin, please.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Here we have a prize-winning fair pumpkin. Look at that.
Oh. So this is a giant, super-sized pumpkin.
I believe it is the record holder in Wisconsin.
It's 1,818 and a half pounds.
Yep.
Yeah. I know that just by looking at it. Actually, because you wrote it in big Sharpie right above it.
I did what I could.
This pumpkin is great. This is like a fun accent piece, but what are you going to do with this? You can't carve this pumpkin. You can't bake this pumpkin. This pumpkin is for you to walk by and be like, whoa, look at the size of that pumpkin. And then that's the end of it. So, like,
accent piece?
It's an accent piece.
It's like putting a junk vehicle on your front lawn. It weighs nearly 2,000 pounds. It's over a metric ton.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's visually appealing, but once you get beyond that, not so great.
I can't go with pumpkins that are a different color, if I'm being honest, when they're like this. Okay, yeah. All right.
And I then like that's character.
Then we have a very specific pumpkin. This one is actually bread. This is a bread pumpkin, and you can buy the seeds.
Oh.
This is what they call the pipsqueak pumpkin, I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I didn't think you'd be so turned on by it.
Let's talk about this pumpkin. I like pumpkins that are tall and skinny. They make the best scary faces because you can get like that scream O mouth on it.
Sure.
Right? That stem has a ton of personality. It's almost as big as the pumpkin. And on top of it, the coloring on it is rich. It's got a nice flat side so you can easily carve. There's so many things you can do with this pumpkin. I'm in love with this pumpkin.
This is the pumpkin you would marry.
Right.
Clearly.
Here's the one issue that I've had that I need your help with. I cannot get the squirrels to stop eating my pumpkins when I put them on my stoop.
So if you were to bring this beauty home,
How would I protect it?
That's right.
How do you protect your pumpkins from getting eaten by squirrels? 1-800-330-9999. That's what I need help on. Santa and Raven. Is a pumpkinologist even a real thing, or is that a word we made up?
I mean, you feel pretty good about having the title, don't you?
I do. Santa and Raven, I love pumpkins, like, to the point where, like, I'm really picky about the pumpkins that I get. I rejected a whole pumpkin patch this past weekend. I'm making my husband take me to somewhere else that is known for having quality pumpkins on Friday.
When you went to the pumpkin patch, what did you say about the farmers that were there, the ones that rejected everything?
I didn't really say anything. My husband could see my face, and then he had a look of sadness because he knew that I wasn't going to buy a pumpkin there.
Right.
And we get, like, a squad of them. Here's the thing, though. Once we get our squad of pumpkins home, the one thing I have not mastered as a pumpkinologist is how to get the squirrels from not eating them, because the squirrels constantly go after them, and there is nothing more infuriating than going outside in the morning and seeing all the little specks all around and the little teeth marks. And I'm like, I hate you, squirrel.
I mean, I go with the old farmer's solution on this one here.
What's that?
With both squirrels and chipmunks. It works for both. You fill a 5-gallon bucket full of water, and then you put birdseed in the top of it.
No.
I'm just saying.
You're an animal lover, Raven.
I am indeed, but they cause a lot of damage, all right? The foundations of the house, all that stuff. So sometimes you just got to, you know, it's got to be a culling. That's all I'm saying.
I am 100% against
the herd.
Harming the squirrels. I just want them to stop eating my pumpkins that are way too expensive because, let's be honest, they're pumpkins.
We use the word harvest. It sounds more humane.
Okay. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what do you do to keep the squirrels off your pumpkins?
Rub Tabasco sauce on it.
Tabasco sauce, huh?
Does it change the coloring of the pumpkin at all? Does it stain it?
I don't think so.
Do you lick your fingers after you do that?
No, you can't do that. Don't lick your fingers.
Absolutely.
We do the same thing with a cayenne pepper around the perimeter of the house for bunnies. But as soon as it rains, then you're in trouble. So you're going to be rubbing these pumpkins down.
I just got to get so much Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, you're going to have to do this a lot.
Yeah.
That's what they used to tell us to do to the bottoms of our furniture legs when we had puppies that would chew all our furniture up. But I never had the heart to do that.
I was going to say, let's just go around poisoning all animals around us.
Well, Tabasco could be delicious. I enjoy Tabasco.
Right, unless you got an ulcer.
I love Tabasco.
Or that puppy's got a sensitive stomach.
And on Raven, how do you keep the squirrels from eating your pumpkins?
This is Terry. You have to use Vaseline. That's what I've done before. Cover it, coat it with Vaseline.
Do they not like the taste of Vaseline, or do they just run at it full speed, hit it with their face, and fly off in a different direction?
Right, they bounce off.
Right.
That maybe they would do that. I haven't seen them do it. I have not had them take bites out of my pumpkin.
If you put Vaseline on a pumpkin, you got to set it up in front of your Ring camera, because I want to see this.
I do too.
Yeah.
Plus, you get Vaseline in your hair, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your life. Imagine that squirrel with Vaseline all in its fur.
No dates for you, Mr. Squirrel.
No.
That's okay, because I don't like squirts.
Yeah, screw those squirrels. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you protect from the pumpkins from the squirrels?
You go to one of those stores that makes the plexiglass screens for the COVID, and have them make you a plexiglass box, a clear box.
It's like for my Beanie Babies.
Around the pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So like when the Beanie Babies used to go in the clear plastic box, now I need one for the pumpkin. That seems like a genius thing.
Requires some investment, though. And who's going to turn it over? And then you got to make sure that your pumpkin fits inside the plexiglass.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. But if you really care for your pumpkins, then you're willing to do it.
Sure.
What do you do to protect your pumpkins from the squirrels? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Pumpkinologist. That's what I am, because I love my pumpkins. And I actually know a lot about them, but I know how to pick them. I know how to carve them. The one thing I don't know how to do, Raven,
protect them.
Seriously, the squirrels, every year it's become like a thorn in my side. You come outside and you see all the little markings all around, and you see the little nibbles in the pumpkins, and stop eating my pumpkins, you squirrels.
Yeah, you know, the thing about squirrels is some people think they're really cute, but they are highly destructive creatures. They will tear stuff up.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you keep your pumpkins safe from the squirrels?
Put a little drop of ammonia on it.
Just one drop? What if my pumpkin's really big?
No, just a little bit. They get the smell of it and they stay away. Same thing with your garbage. If you have an animal go in your garbage, put a little ammonia and they won't touch it.
I had no idea.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you protect those pumpkins from the squirrels?
Clear spray varnish?
Like a polyurethane?
Yes, you just spray your pumpkin. You can do it in the shiny Or you can do it in the regular. Makes a protective coating that the animals don't like.
I like that idea because I bet you it adds sheen to like the actual carving. Makes it look cooler.
Well, if you go with the semi-gloss, but if you go with the matte, you can have no sheen.
Well, okay.
That's right.
All right. Anna and Raymond, how do you protect your pumpkins from the squirrels?
Yes, Home Depot sells a spray called Repel All, and it is not toxic. It does have a terrible smell to it, but they don't touch the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Does it continue to smell after you spray it? Like, you spray that area, and from then on, it's going to stink over there.
It's going to smell for maybe an hour, but after that, it doesn't. But it does protect all vegetables and the pumpkin as well. We've been using that for years.
Imagine your neighbor comes over with beautiful tomatoes from their garden, but they stink to high heaven.
And on Raven, how do you protect your pumpkins from the squirrels?
Good morning. Use WD-40. Spray it all over it, and it shines, and it's beautiful, and keep the squirrel away.
And it won't rust. That's nice.
No. Right.
Right.
I never had a problem with my pumpkins rusting.
Well, you won't now.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
How do you protect your pumpkins from the squirrels?
Okay, two tricks. Either you can use mothballs and put a few on the inside around the area where the candle is. You won't smell it if it's outdoors. Or you can use those poppables, any of the scented crystals that you put into your wash, just sprinkle them around the inside, and generally they won't eat anything that smells like that.
I thought she was going to say essential oils, and I'm like, here we go. Essential oils just curing everything.
Another
once again.
Use. Are mothballs flammable?
I don't know. We'll find out. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you protect your pumpkins from the squirrels?
I know this sounds crazy, but squirrels don't like the smell of blood. So if you put some blood meal around the pumpkins, they just don't show up.
Wait a minute. What's blood meal? What's blood meal?
What?
Blood meal is like, you know, cornmeal, but like just made of blood.
What? Wait a minute. That can't be a real thing. Somebody Google that.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me look.
Come on.
Blood meal.
What?
It's like a powdered blood.
Who is selling powdered blood? That's
somebody.
Disgusting.
Is it available? Oh, Amazon. Amazon's got it. Yep.
Tell me it's
Amazon.
What kind of blood is it?
Does it say?
Poor cows.
Right?
They haven't given enough already?
Well, what's worse, pricking your finger and spreading the blood around your pumpkins to keep the squirrels away? Or buying this for $13.73 on Amazon.com?
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Oh, how did you learn that squirrels don't like blood? It's got to be a Google thing, right?
Yeah, well, like my friend hinted at it, and then I Googled it to make sure, so.
Right, because when you heard it, you thought it sounded insane also. Right.